Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Monday, September 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your local news. Have you ever wanted to go on a hot air balloon ride? Well, now is your chance. Tickets can be purchased for $10 each, and there is a drawing for one ticket valued at $250. All proceeds go to the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. Drawing will be held on October 30th, 2020. Wauchula Police Department has found a lost pit bull in the 700 block of Alabama Street on September 19th. The pit bull was wearing a red nylon collar with a broken chain. If this is your dog, please visit the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels located on Airport Road. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Books A Million in Sebring is looking for a bookseller. The bookseller is responsible for providing exceptional customer service to all customers in a friendly and helpful manner. They should be knowledgeable about books and other merchandise in the store and proactively seek to assist customers and provide an outstanding shopping experience. Follett Corporation is looking for a level 1 team member. This position greets customers, assists customers with inquiries both in the store and on the phone, operates the cash register, and is responsible for processing all facets of customer transactions in accordance with established processes and policies, with a focus on safe money handling procedures and secure transaction processes. An Arcadia Chevrolet Buick is looking for a sales associate. A driver's license is required, 1 year of customer service experience is preferred, and individuals with Spanish fluency are encouraged to apply. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 68 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 62%, heat index is 85, winds from the northeast at 15, gusting to 23 miles an hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:09 a.m. Eastern Time. There is a lake wind advisory in effect until 8 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. This afternoon, partly sunny and breezy. Isolated showers early this morning, then scattered showers late this morning and afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy. Lows in the upper 60s. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Diminished to 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight. Tuesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 80s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On Friday, President Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced up to another $14 billion for ag producers who continue to face market disruptions and associated costs due to COVID-19. Perdue says, "We listened to feedback from farmers, ranchers, and ag organizations about the impact of the pandemic and developed a program to better meet their needs. Sign up for Coronavirus Food Assistance Program Part 2 begins today and runs through December 11th. Go to farmers.gov/CFAP for more information. Between the COVID-19 crisis and indications of an especially active hurricane season with Sally recovery underway, University of Georgia experts are urging everyone to remain prepared for weather-related emergencies. UGA climatologist Pam Knox tells the Georgia Farm Bureau this year's Atlantic hurricane season is off to a record-setting start, and we should expect another 10 or so named storms and 5 to 9 hurricanes. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is offering disaster relief for cattle producers impacted by wildfires and hurricanes with the Wildfire and Hurricanes Indemnity Program, or WIP. According to agrimarketing.com, WIP provides disaster payments to offset losses from hurricanes and wildfires, as well as information on ways those not affected can help those who are. NCBA has also set up a page that aggregates all disaster relief information in one place, including state-specific resources, contact, and donation information.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Hurricane Sally made landfall last Wednesday, carrying with her heavy rains, wind, and flooding. Certainly, areas of the Florida Panhandle and southern Alabama experienced some crop loss, but agricultural meteorologist Ryan Martin says there's also likely to be an impact in delaying harvest.
The biggest impact is going to be the availability to get back in and harvest. It's just, when can they get back at it? Remember, those guys were in the throes. They were in the busiest part of harvest, and now they have to kind of shut it down. This would be the same as if you had a good 6-inch rain soaking come through Iowa and Illinois on about October 10th.
Work is being done to assess the damage in some areas, like Baldwin County, Alabama, are reporting farmers with some total losses. Time will tell on both the immediate damage and the impact of not being able to harvest.
As long as you're not seeing too bad of wind, which inland you won't, you're not going to talk about serious lodging. It's just, with that kind of rain, how soon can you get back in? Moisture sitting on that, does it create some mold issues? That's what we're looking at. It's just, how can we get back to finish what we need to do?
The slow movement of the storm made it especially damaging along the coast. Farmers that still have crops in the field hope to get a break now from the rain to dry things out before quality and quantity deteriorate.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street starting off the week on a down note. The key averages opening sharply lower this morning. That sell-off triggered by the ongoing congressional logjam over another economic stimulus package. Coronavirus concerns and uncertainty over what will happen with the Supreme Court vacancy. Financial shares also plummeting this morning. A judge has approved a request from a group of WeChat users in the U.S. to delay looming federal restrictions could effectively make the popular app almost impossible to use. The judge says that the government's actions would affect users' First Amendment rights. An effective ban on the app would remove their platform for communication. The head of the European Central Bank says the economy is rebounding, but that recovery remains uncertain, incomplete, and depends on containing the virus outbreak. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Anthony Davis made a three-pointer as time expired, gave the Lakers a 105-103 win over the Nuggets Sunday, and more importantly, a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Davis finished with 31 points, scoring the last 10, and had 22 in the second half. Nuggets had trailed by as much as 16, but Nikola Jokic scored 11 straight Denver points down the stretch, but Davis swished his last shot to put the Lakers halfway to the NBA Finals. A week before Big Ten teams become eligible again for rankings, number 25 Marshall ranked for the first time since 2014. Miami jumped to number 12. Clemson remains nearly a unanimous number one pick, with the rest of the top 10 basically unchanged. Number 2 Alabama, number 3 Oklahoma, followed by Georgia, Florida, and LSU at number 6. This is SRN Sports. In baseball, Boston ends New York's 10-game winning streak and snaps a 12-game skid against their longtime rival with a 10-2 pounding Sunday. Orioles 2-1 over the Rays. The Reds beat the White Sox 7-3 with a 5-run fourth inning. Marlins split a pair with the Nationals, winning the first game. Nationals coming back in the nightcap. Royals lose to the Brewers 5-3. Daniel Vogelbach with a pair of dingers, but he drove in all five of those runs. Indians beat the Tigers 7-4. The Braves shut out the Mets 7-0. Kyle Wright allowing only one hit. Astros beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. Blue Jays 6-3 over the Phillies. Giants beat the A's 14-2. Padres 7-4 over the Mariners. Twins shut out the Cubs 4-0. Rangers 7-2 over the Angels. Rockies beat the Dodgers 6-3. And the Cardinals beat the Pirates 2-1. Birthdays today, Basketball Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore is 71. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: I used to jog, but the ice cubes kept falling out of my glass. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.